You know, but do you look for daily opportunities in your life when you're not soul winning? You know, there's lots of encounters that we have with people out in the general public that where we could just give them a verse or whatever. You're out shopping, and you know, I'm not saying that God talks to me, but sometimes do you feel that urge like, hey, I should go talk to that person? If you don't have that urge, maybe you're not right with God. I don't know. But we should be thinking about people's souls, because they're going somewhere forever. Yep. They're either going to heaven or they're going to hell. You know, and who out there is a soul winner that soul wins like our church? Do you think there's a lot of people in this area that are outgoing soul winning? You know there's not.
Right.
You know there's not. So you might be the only soul winner in that blip of area for scores and scores of miles.
Yes.
And you're given an opportunity every day to talk to somebody or reach somebody.
Good.
And you might be the only blip on the radar. Ping! You know how that little sonar thing goes around? You're the only one. And you're the only one that can give the gospel to someone to get them saved, because they're not getting saved by picking up a tract. They're not getting saved by reading their Bible. They're not getting saved by any false prophets.
Amen. Right.
So who's going to save them? Who's going to save them?
Yeah.
So, you know, anyone that walks across your path is a potential convert.
Right.
You know, and keep it in your heart to have a soul-winning mindset at all times.
Amen.
Last night I went to the Assist a Living Ministry, and before we went, I was like, hey, let's go early. I want to get a couple pies. Now, I got a pumpkin pie and I got an apple pie. That's American, right? America. I got an apple pie and I got some Cool Whip, some whipped cream. It was real whipped cream, okay? It wasn't like that garbage. Miss Crystal checked it. It was good. So she's like, oh, this is the real stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so Brother Robert got done preaching his sermon, and look, we had a small turnout last night. Like, even the residents, like, normally we have a lot more residents that come to the services, but it was just me and my wife and Robert and his wife. And, you know, at the end, it was like, oh, man, you know, there just wasn't very many people. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the pies drew people in. Like, people that weren't even at the services were, like, hovering around, like, looking at the pies. They got their walkers, and, you know, they're just, they're like licking their lips while they walk by. I'm like, all right, let's have them, you know, let's give these pies. Like, we had plenty to give away. So I just started like serving anybody that came, whether they came to the service or not. And Yvette, you know, she's ornery sometimes. She's like, if they didn't come to the service, you shouldn't be giving them the pies. And I was like, well, maybe they'll want to come to the next service. So then she changed her tune. And she was like, well, introduce yourself, Pastor. She like tried to one-up me right in front of everybody. So, but there was this lady, and everybody calls her Mimi. She's never been to any of the services. I don't think anybody's ever even talked to her. But she sat down, and she came and sat down, and like she didn't say anything. Like she was like one of those people that are afraid to ask for stuff, you know? I could just tell. And like everybody was kind of having a little conversation. I was like, hey, would you like to have a piece of pie? And she said, what kind you got? I said, I got apple pie, pumpkin pie. She said, apple pie. I was like, America. No, I didn't say that. But I said, you want whipped cream? Yeah. And so just with that simple opportunity, I got to ask her if she knew for sure that she was going to heaven or not. And she said she was. And I said, could you lose your salvation? And she said, well, I've never believed in that once saved, always saved before. And I said, well, if I could show you that the Bible teaches that it's once saved, always saved, will you believe it? She said, sure. I said, well, let me grab my Bible. So I grabbed my Bible, went through everything with her. She prayed. She got saved. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. I'm just saying that, like, I was focused on someone getting saved, because what are we doing this for? You know, obviously we want to teach people at that place, but I also want to get the people saved that aren't coming to the services. And if I have to use a pie to lure them in, I'm going to use a pie.
Yeah.